The show's Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more. On the show today, we've got a couple of male singers who are presenting a recital tomorrow night called Songs and Dances of Death, a recital of the macabre. And they'll be giving us a sample of that live in our studio in the first half of the show. And then later on, we'll talk with fiddler Randall Bays, who brings traditional Irish music along with guitarist Davy Mathias to the Piper's Hut concert series this weekend, Sunday night. It's at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. So I hope you'll stay with us. Of course, it's also the one Friday of our fall pledge period that we're coming to you and asking for your financial support for the show. And I hope you enjoy what we're offering here on Live and Local. It's still a relatively new program, but we're well into it, and it's been a lot of fun bringing a lot of live performances, music of many different genres. So we try to stay in the acoustic realm, some occasional theater pieces, and let you know about the things that you can go out and see and hear live and locally. With me in the studio is Les Schulte, who is WILL's Corporate Support Director. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin. And we do ask folks just to take a moment out of their afternoon here, just shortly after 12. Maybe you're on lunch break, and before your food arrives or before you open up the bag and warm it up in the microwave, give us a call at 217-244-9455, or go online, maybe, if you're working on your computer, and go to willpledge.org and make a contribution right there. Let us know that a program like Live and Local is something that you appreciate and will support in this community here on FM 90.9. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Make a $52 a year contribution. That's a dollar a week. A pretty good investment, we think, for a great program like Live and Local here on WILL. Make that call, 217-244-9455.
And that was music by Felix Mendelssohn, his Hexen Lied, from a disc by violinist Gil Shaham and pianist Jonathan Feldman called Devil's Dance. And that seemed like an appropriate introduction for our first segment here on today's Live and Local, which is about a recital that's happening on Saturday night at the University of Illinois in Smith Hall, upstairs in the Memorial Room. That's on the second floor. Called Songs and Dances of Death, Recital of the Macabre. It features bass baritone Chris McDonald, baritone David Barkley, and pianist Casey Dearlam. Is that how you say it? Okay. And it's a free Halloween program. Starts at 7:15. How did you come up with 7:15, Chris?
Well, I wanted to get things started as soon as I could for some family members that will be driving.
Oh, good. Thing. Okay. Where did this idea come from? Was this your idea or Dave's, or have you been kicking this around for a while?
I've wanted to sing the songs and dances of death for a long time, and I needed something else to go with it, and I also needed to learn it.
And when you say the songs and dances of death, that's
Mussorgsky's.
Mussorgsky, okay.
And I needed some impetus to learn the music, and David had mentioned at a rehearsal for a Miller concert, Miller benefit concert, that he'd like to sing as part of a recital. He didn't want to do a whole recital, didn't want to work up a whole recital. And then somewhere along the line, I tied the two together, and I thought we could do a recital of songs of terror and death. And I found some wonderful songs. The Schubert, most of them I knew, but there are a lot of wonderful songs out there.
Yeah, Dave's going to do four Schubert songs. I mean, you have to put the Erlkönig on there. And then, yeah, the Doppelganger is, these are really scary songs. And a lot of these others I don't know, but I like the name of this one called The Hag by John Liptrot Hatton. Who is that?
He's a British composer that lived in the middle 19th century, about when a lot of those other British composers were writing music for the voice, and they're all forgotten now. He actually made a couple of trips to the United States, sang on the same stage with our songmaster, I can't think of his name, the old folks at home.
Stephen Foster.
He was on the same stage with Stephen Foster in 1848 and came back again after the Civil War. One of the songs that Dave is going to sing, Jack-O-Lantern, actually was made famous by Santley, Charles Santley, a British baritone. I was trying to find out a date on that one. I could not. But that would put it the late 18th century.
And, well, we ought to let you sing something, and then, because I don't have any idea what songs you're planning to do for us today.
Okay, well, I thought that I would like to do Der Tänzer by Johann Vesks von Peutlingen. Another composer I had never heard of. All my years there taking all those music history courses, and his name never came up. And now I find out he was considered at the time the most important composer, Austrian song composer, between Schubert and Brahms. Austrian. We're not discounting some of the other songwriters of the time. But he didn't use that name. He used the name J. Hofen.
I was going to say, I don't see that person on your program here.
Because he was also a nobleman, and the constraints of that, he was trying to write music. In fact, it's a little sidetrack. He actually set Die Heimkehr, the entire 88 songs of Heine. And I don't know of many song cycles that are that long.
That's a lot of songs.
And it has been recorded on three discs.
But not by you.
Not by me. I just picked the one. We're doing two songs by Heine, the poet, and two by Goethe. So there's some good poetry here as well.
So this is
Die Tänzer,
which is the dancer.
Yes.
And do you want to tell us what this is briefly?
Sure.
What's scary about dancing?
This particular dancer is a skeleton, who is playing the fiddle, dancing and singing outside a young maiden's window, and remarks to her that she never did. She promised him a dance, and she never fulfilled that promise, and now it's her time to fulfill that promise down at the ball at the cemetery.
Mm. Sounds scary. Chris McDonald singing with pianist Casey Dearlam on Live and Local.
Frau schläft in der Kammer, der Mond verzettet ihn ein. Die draußen singt es und klingt es wie Walzemelodien. Ich will mal schauen auf den Fenster, wer der Ruten stellt meine Ruh. Da steht ein Totengerippe und fiedert und singt dazu. Hast einst den Tanz mit versprochen und hast gebrochen dein Wort und hast Heut ist Ballast ein Kickhoff, womit wir tanzen dort. Die Jungfrau ergreift es gewaltig, er lockt sie hervor aus dem Haus. Die Jungfrau ergreift es gewaltig, er lockt sie hervor aus dem Haus. Sie flockt im Gerippe das singend und fiedens reitet voraus. Sie flockt im Gerippe das singend und fiedens reitet voraus. Es fiedert und tänzelt und hüpfet und klappelt mit seinem Gebein und nickt mit dem Schädel, um heimlich im Mondenschein.
That little scary piano rumble there at the end. Music by a fellow who went by simply J. Hoven. But his real name was what again?
Johann Wesk von Putningen.
And was setting a text by Heinrich Heine, Der Tänzer, the dancer. Chris McDonald and Casey Dierlam here on Live and Local. Support for our show today comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And we're pleased that World Harvest has issued in that invitation, because I'd like to do the same, along with WILO's Corporate Support Director, Les Schulte. I almost called you something else. I won't say what.
One of those German names.
Yeah, one of those German names. Because it's our fall pledge period, and it's important that we hear from folks who enjoy the show, who enjoy the station, and stand up with your dollars.
That's right, Kevin. We really need people to come forward right now during this fall pledge period and let us know that this is a program you appreciate. It's Live and Local, and having local programs that feature local entertainment is important to you. Let us know that. WILL programming, the quality of the music, the entertainment that you hear here on WILL is directly related to the financial support of our listeners. Maybe you don't know this. More than 40% of the money spent on the music and the entertainment programs on WILL comes from voluntary listener support. Listeners just like you. That's why we ask you right now to go to the phone, pick up the phone, and call 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. You can make your gift simply right there. Make a contribution that fits into your budget. You decide how much that might be. Maybe it's $60, which is really an investment of $5 a month. Not bad for a program like this. I'd pay $5 just to hear Chris sing that song again. Well, I don't know.
Oh, he's going to take it now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that glint in his eye. He was like, really? But a $5 investment a month here in WILL, a terrific investment for a program like Live and Local. 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
Thanks. And there are actually some kind of cool thank you gifts you can ask about when you call in. We have a couple of new travel mugs. I want to get one of those myself, and also the regular old desk mug says Illinois Public Media on it or something like
that. Sure does. $5 a month, that $60 investment, will get you one of our new travel mugs in
orange. That's all?
Or
60
blue,
bucks?
Just $60.
Mm-hmm. Very,
and
very
this
handsome.
Is the latest technology
they are
in travel mugs.
I think
it's
they're
terrific.
Spill-proof, yeah. And they should keep things nice and warm. Chris McDonald and David Barkley and Casey Dierlam are going to be giving a free Halloween recital tomorrow evening at 7:15 in the Memorial Room of Smith Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana on South Matthews Avenue, upstairs in the Memorial Room. Chris, do we get to hear any of those songs of Dances of Death? Were you going to do any of those or no?
No, I think I'll save those
You're
for tomorrow
save those,
evening.
Okay. Mussorgsky's music. I don't know those at all. What else did you have in store today?
Well, we actually were hoping that Dave might be able to get in here because he had a song that he was going to sing as well. And it would have been one of the Hatton songs. I hate to give you the meat and potatoes of the thing. I give you the new one, like Tenser. And it would have been nice to have had Jack-O-Lantern, but unfortunately he couldn't make it, or if he does, he's going to be a little late. And we're running out of time, so that won't be very likely. But suffice to say, there's some real tough piano stuff to hear in this. And I know she just wants to sit over there and play, but I'd be remiss not to mention some of the stuff that she's doing, because we all know about the triplets in Erlkönig.
Do we?
Oh, they're just a killer for all pianists. They come out shaking their arms after that one. It says schnell, which is fast, and they have to play it basically as fast as they can, octave triplets in the right hand while the left hand is doing work as well. And then Der Zwerg is every bit as difficult. Another Schubert piece, a great piece, about a dwarf that kills the queen because she chooses the king over him, and then dumps the body into the lake.
So, you're not doing any acting out of this stuff, are you?
Not so to speak. No.
No props?
There'll be no props, although I thought about it.
No stage makeup?
And I thought about that. I thought, at one time, I thought maybe I'd get dressed up as Dracula. And he will be mentioned in one of the songs.
Oh,
actually.
He will? I was going to ask.
Dracula will be mentioned
songs?
In one of the songs, a horror movie by William Flanagan, which is from the 1960s. It's the most modern sounding of the pieces. I'd call it contemporary music, but that's 40 years ago now, 50 years ago now.
Well, what about that song?
I wouldn't do that to her without a little practice on that particular piano. It's very difficult as well. There are all knuckle busters in there. Maybe the toughest is Der Totentanz by Karl Löwe, the Schubert of North Germany, which is a wonderful piece, and I'll just kind of tempt you to come in and listen to that one, because there's some real piano playing going on there.
Have you participated, Chris, in any of the Schubert song cycles with John Wussmann over the years?
No, I did not. At the time, I almost didn't even know about it at first, and I find it going, hey, there are these wonderful songs. And I was teaching at Jefferson Middle School at the time Schubert turned 200. And I actually sang for my students a couple of songs there. And then I went to a recital that included Ollie Watts Davis and a string quintet. And I'm going, well, those are the same songs I just got done singing. Except she also did the one with the clarinet, I can't think of the name of it now, about the shepherd.
A shepherd on the rock.
Shepherd, yes. But I kind of missed out on that. But I love singing Schubert, and I'm not singing any Schubert in this recital.
You know, how did that happen?
Well,
Dave's got all the Schuberts.
Yeah, in fact, you mentioned four, but he actually sings one more. The Geistertanz that he sings, we have four songs, four dances there going on, four death dances going on where the dead are dancing. And Geistertanz, which of course is ghost dance, I had never heard that song before. I guess I'd heard it because I have the Fischer Dieskau set of Schubert Lieder. But I had no idea how wonderful a song he had written there. He was 17 when he wrote that. And it was actually his third attempt at those lyrics.
Well, he's written a number, he said a number of poems more than once. I think. I mean, in the hundreds and hundreds of songs that Schubert wrote.
Yes. But this one, and actually he also set it for male quartet or male chorus, one of the two. Could be done by both, I suppose. But he had tried it a couple of times earlier. Well, when you're 14 or 15, maybe some of your ideas don't work out and you can't finish the song. But at 17, you know, you're an old man by then, you can do it. That's really amazing song. It's kind of a mock horror thing. It's wonderful.
I had that experience at 14 and 15, you know, where none of my ideas worked out at all. They never even made it to the page.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
I don't even think they ever made it into my brain, you know, so... Schubert had these ideas and then put them down, and so it was pretty good that he did as well as he did. Casey, I know that you know, Schubert's a tough one in his course for you're supposed to have the singer, but Chris set it up. You know, he said everybody knows these triplets. Well, I bet everybody doesn't unless they maybe have heard it before. There's a nice little intro to Erlkönig. Would you mind giving that a go? Yeah.
Yeah, let me find
it. That's just such a fearsome song.
Well, the theme that everybody knows is... And the triplets that Chris is talking about... And it just goes like that for the entire piece. Which
yeah,
is a little
Les was sitting over here quaking already.
Yeah, it's very difficult on the arm.
Yeah, especially on electronic keyboard.
Yeah, that's why we weren't doing that one today.
Yeah. Well, poor Dave apparently got his schedule mixed up, I guess is what happened. So we suffice it to say there's an awful lot of good music on this recital, and it's happening tomorrow evening at 7:15 at Smith Memorial, in the Memorial Room on the second floor of Smith Memorial Hall on the University of Illinois campus. It's 805 South Matthews Avenue. It's where Matthews ends at Nevada Avenue in Urbana. The program's called Songs of Dances of Death, Recital of the Macabre, with Chris McDonald and David Barkley and Casey Dearlam. And we're pleased you're able to come in on Live and Local today.
Thank you, Kevin.
And coming up in just a few moments, we'll have fiddler Randall Bays, who is a specialist in Irish fiddling, traditional Irish fiddling. He's going to be giving a recital Sunday night at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. And along with guitarist Davy Mathias, we'll be hearing conversation with him and several of his performances on CD. We have a phone interview with him. But first, we do hope that those of you who enjoy this show will step up to the telephone or to the computer keyboard and make your contribution to support Live and Local during this, our fall pledge period. And we have just one more show during the pledge period, which is Monday, but we'd really like to get all those Friday listeners before you head off into the weekend making your contributions right now.
That's right, Kevin. You know, it's the member support that's important to the daily work we do here at WILL and programs like Live and Local that make them possible and make them happen. Your contribution in any amount will play an essential role in the work that we do here every day into this program. Call 217-244-9455 right now with your pledge. Making your pledge with your credit card will put your contribution to work right away. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. That number again, 217-244-9455. Or if it's easier for you, just go online to willpledge.org.
And guess who turned up?
I've been here forever. I was told to wait, you come get me.
Oh, really?
I don't think he knows I'm here.
No, I can't see through the walls.
No.
David Barkley, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You got some cool stuff on this recital, and you get time to share one song.
Okay.
Which one's it going to be?
The John Liptrot Hatton version of Jack O'Lantern.
Okay. Version of? I mean, other people have versions of that?
Well, it's the only version I've seen.
Okay.
Is this okay right here?
We're going to step up to this microphone right over there, the official singing microphone. And it's Dave Barkley with Casey Dearlam.
After the curfew has sounded and night darkens the workaday world, nimbly I kindle my glimmering light, frolicsome revel to hold. With many a gambol, I wantonly ramble, and sport in a mischievous vein, and sport in a mischievous vein, and sport in a mischievous vein, as creeping and sliding, and peeping and hiding, I puzzle the boars on the plain, I puzzle the boars on the plain, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, I puzzle the boars on the plain. Hither and thither I glide by the sedge, under the willows and over the hedge, out of the meadows and into the fen, round to the maze of my watery den, my watery den, my watery den, my watery den. My lantern is glowing, the path it is showing. My lantern is glowing, the path it is showing. Follow me, find me, unriddle me then. Follow me, find me, unriddle me then. What am I? Whence do I come? Why was I given my name? When was I cradled and where is my home? Am I a wandering flame? Or mortal or fairy? Enticing and wary? I laughingly beckon and fly. I laughingly beckon and fly. I laughingly beckon and fly. But they that pursue me learn only to rue me. So ghostly a leader am I, so ghostly a leader am I. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. So ghostly a leader am I. Hither and thither I glide by the sedge, under the willows and over the hedge, out of the meadows and into the fen, round to the maze of my watery den, my watery den, my watery den, my watery den. My lantern is glowing, the path it is showing. My lantern is glowing, the path it is showing. Follow me, find me, unriddle me then. Follow me, find me, unriddle me then.
Does John Liptrot Hatton happen to be a contemporary of Gilbert and Sullivan?
He may be.
Just a little before.
Yep. It sounds like a little bit of that in there. So obviously this recital isn't entirely of the quake in your boots variety, but of a little lightheartedness as well.
Oh yes, actually the first eight songs are all about death. And then the next ones, you have the ghost dancing. And then we go a lot lighter in the English part of the program this after the intermission.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, 7:15, Smith Recital Hall, Dave Barkley and Chris McDonald and Casey Dearlam. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Randall Bays, who is an Indiana-born Irish fiddler who is going to be at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. That is in the old a post office building in downtown Urbana. He's going to be appearing with guitarist Davey Mathias, who comes from Canada. And they are currently on a Midwest tour of sorts. And I've got Randall on the phone with me right now from Indiana at his sister's home. So how did you make it from, first of all, thanks for joining us on the show. And how did you make it from Indiana to living on an island near Seattle, Washington?
Well, hi, Kevin. I moved out there when I was a teenager. Just
on your own?
Oregon. So I've been out either in Oregon or Washington most of my life.
You went out on your own or with the rest of your family?
Yeah, I just went. I went to music school here in Indiana for a couple of years, and then it was that time, the way things were going, just up and go. So I up and went and never came back.
And you up and went not only physically at that point in your life, but over the... Just looking over your bio here, looks like you sort of up and went between a few different instruments.
Well, yeah, I've been in music since I was a kid and played trumpet when I was real young. And then I played guitar and, you know, you had to learn keyboard in music school. So I play a little keyboard. But I've been pretty strictly on the fiddle for about 33 years. So I kind of stumbled into it. I was living in Portland, Oregon, and there was a great Irish music scene there back to the 70s and 80s, and that's kind of where I really got serious about it.
I'm sure you've told this story before, but it's on your website, so it's fair game to tell again, and our listeners don't know it, of course. This whole wild session on a rainy night in Portland, as you put it, in 1978. I mean, is that literally the start of when you got interested in
it's literally listening? Really, what happened to me, like you said, I played a lot of different kinds of music and pretty serious about it always, whatever I was playing. But I'd just reached a point in my life when I didn't feel anything I was doing was really me. And I just, to be honest, you know, I was really put off by, I had some friends who were really into Irish music, and I was put off by them and embarrassed by them because I thought they were pretentious because they would go around wearing little caps and drinking Guinness, and I thought that's ridiculous, and I wanted nothing to do with it. But they talked me into coming down to this session, and there were some folks from Ireland and just some local people, and there were some great players living in Portland at that time. And then, of course, later on, Kevin Burke and Michal O'Donnell moved there a couple of years later, and that really gave things a kick, too. But, I was just so blown away by the music itself that I went out and literally went out and got a fiddle the next day.
Wow. So do you now wear caps and drink Guinness?
Well, you know what's funny? I don't drink anymore. I did drink my share of Guinness for a while, though. And, you know, I never would wear the cap, though, but just recently I went out and decided, by God, I'm going to wear the cap. So I went out and got a cap. But what's funny about it is it's a Stetson.
That's not the right kind of cap.
Yeah, well.
It's not even a cap at all.
It's that kind of cap, but it's made by Stetson.
Oh, it is that kind of cap.
I live in a place where it rains a lot, and it's a great cap.
So you're wearing it out of necessity in lieu of umbrella, not to be a pretentious traditional Irish player.
Well, you know what's
player.
Funny is that it's very practical. Like, the climate where I live in the Northwest is so remarkably similar to that in Western Ireland that I suppose any kind of apparel that keeps you dry and warm is probably going to be a crossover thing. But we have a lot of parallels climate-wise, and even the way the look of the place, you know, there's a lot of similarities. So
I gather you've been in Western Ireland then, and
oh,
other
yeah,
parts of
quite
Ireland.
A bit, yeah.
Is it incumbent upon American musicians who play traditional Irish music to go to Ireland at some point?
That's a great question. For me, I was really serious about it for a long time, and had access to a lot of great players here, both Irish and non-Irish players. But somehow it really gelled for me. My understanding of it gelled quite a lot. It's hard to explain, but when I did start going to Ireland and saw the broader aspects of the scene, and the way I describe it to my students is like this. You know, are you familiar with the story of the blind man and the elephant?
Not by name.
Well, it's like a parable kind of thing. But so, you know, the blind men are taken to encounter an elephant, and one touches his tusk and says, elephants are sharp and hard, and one touches his ear and says, no, elephants are soft and furry, et cetera, et cetera. Because they couldn't really take in the entirety of the elephant. So what happens over here, and I'm sure it's this way if you're trying to understand any other kind of culture from outside it, what happens over here, we all kind of encounter a little piece of Irish culture or the big world of even the Irish traditional music and think it's one thing. Like a lot of people over here will think, oh, it's all like pub songs and rebellion songs. They might think, oh, it's just fiddle players playing in this way. But the fact is, you know, we just start getting pieces of it. But when you go, then you start to get more of a sense of the entirety, and it starts to mean more to you. At least it did to me. I felt very at home in Ireland, still do, and I have a lot of close friends there. So I was initially pulled in through the music, and I didn't know anything about Ireland, had no connection to the place. But over the long haul, the music and then the people pulled me into Irish culture. I feel very close to it now, actually. I feel like it means a lot to me. So I do. So going back to your question, I don't think it's totally essential. I certainly know some really good players over here who really gotten deep inside the traditional style, who either haven't been or haven't been much over there. But for me, it was an important step along the way.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit more of your music? We introduced you at the beginning of this with a tune from a 10-year-old CD of yours called The Salmon's Leap.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center Sunday with a guitarist, a different guitarist from the one we're about to hear. His name is Davey Mathias. This fellow is named Dave Marshall.
Yeah.
And is this still your most recent CD, Dig With It?
It is, yeah. That's about 2 years old.
Why don't you pick a tune for us to hear from there?
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's pick something. Why don't you try number 7? It's kind of a set of slow jigs or slides, but great, great melodies.
These are traditional ones, right?
Yep,
I know you've
totally
got some of your own compositions on here, but traditional. Uh-huh. My Love in the Morning and Who Will Be King But Charlie?
Yeah.
It's. Are you doing fiddle on this one?
Yes.
And it's Randall Bays on the fiddle, and then Dave is playing guitar on this one, or banjo, guitarist. On Live and Local here on FM 90.9, you can go out and hear Randall Bays on Sunday night. That was a traditional pair of tunes, My Love in the Morning and Who'll Be King But Charlie. And Randall Bays was the fiddler, Dave Marshall the guitarist, and in his notes to this recording, you refer to a particularly treasured rare tape of a particular fiddler that maybe was either the inspiration for this piece or where you found the tune or what?
No, it's a tape of the man playing it. His name was Patrick Kelly.
Oh, my brother's name is Patrick Kelly.
Is that right?
Yes,
well,
it is.
Welcome to the club, because there are numerous.
I'm sure there are.
Not to be confused with the other Patrick Kelly, the fiddler, or Patty Kelly, the fiddler. This was a man, he was from South County Clare, way down at the very bottom of County Clare. He died, I think, in 71 or 2, and he wasn't around for the big commercial. tape is only about 30 minutes long, but it's been very influential on me. And, you know, just not to ramble on too much about it, but, you know, like you were talking earlier about people have these ideas of what Irish traditional music is supposed to be. And there's an idea around that it has to be like this hot, loud, flailing away thing in a pub.
It doesn't?
And the thing is, you know, like these older players like that, they played more in kind of intimate situations, and they liked to play alone or with one or two musicians. But, you know, a lot of the detail and subtlety of the music gets kind of stripped out in these large, loud sessions that happen in bars now. So it's great to be able to hear these people play just by themselves in a small setting, just basically in his house is what this was. So, you know, things come into play like dynamics and subtleties of ornamentation and bowing, and that's really the heart of the music that I love. And I was very, very lucky to be in Ireland at a time when some of these older players were still living, and I got to be close to some of them and hear that kind of playing in that kind of setting.
Well, and that's, of course, the setting you'll be in on Sunday. We're talking with Randall Bays here on Live and Local, who is a fiddler currently residing in a place called, Whidbey Island. I want to ask you about that in a minute, but
okay.
You'll be with Davey Mathias, guitarist, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, your Pan of Champagne Independent Media Center. And I think that's on the Piper's Hut concert series with for Dean Karras. Tell me about Whidbey Island.
Well,
what kind of a place
is
that?
Tell you first that after living there for the last few years, my family and I have moved into Seattle.
Oh, really?
Whidbey was great. It's one of a number of islands not far from Seattle. You have to take a ferry to get out there, but it's very rural where I was living, but only an hour's travel away from Seattle by ferry. In fact, I used to like to say my music was heavily influenced by the ferries. But people would misunderstand that. So
yeah, they wouldn't know the spelling, right?
Yeah.
So not so rustic didn't entirely grow on you, apparently.
Well, no, we loved it out there, but it's just my wife works in Seattle, and it got to be just too difficult for the commute. And to tell you the truth, I mean, I love being out rurally like that, but there's not much local music for me there. So in Seattle, I lived in Seattle for a long time, and we had a very intense, great Irish music scene there for a long time. And so I'm kind of hoping that'll get going again now. It's kind of slightly hibernating right now.
And any idea why that is?
Oh, I'm full of theories. You might have noticed that already.
Well, theories are sometimes better than the truth.
Well, yeah, you know, it just, well, there's, you know, the big commercial interest in Irish traditional music seems to wax and wane. And from what I know of it, looking back over the last century or so of Irish music in America, it seems to have these periods of intense interest, and then it falls off, and then it comes back again. In the 1930s, I read somewhere, it was so popular on the East Coast, there were something like over 40 radio stations that carried at least some live Irish music in the New York area. And it went way beyond the Irish community. It was reaching out. And then the interest died back. And then, of course, you know, then in the 70s and 80s, this huge revival and interest in Irish music, and a huge commercial scene grew up that wasn't there before. And that's all fading, kind of. So right now, I feel like what's happening, when I first got interested in it, it was in the 70s in Oregon. It was like kind of like a secret club, and people would pass tapes around and have sessions and this kind of thing. And then this big wave of commercial interest, and now it seems like it's going back to not quite a secret club, but kind of a smaller scale thing. And to be honest, I don't mind it. I feel like the music thrives better kind of in smaller settings. It changes something about the music when it's presented in really large venues. So, but Seattle, we had our heyday, and there were a lot of pubs and public venues. And but the great players are still there. There's a number of just fantastic players around Seattle, and listeners and dancers.
Well, maybe it'll pick up soon and
well, I hope so.
Cycle back.
Yeah.
Let's do another tune from your CD, Dig With It.
Okay.
What about Eleanor Kane's Reel here? You pair it with another one. Who was Eleanor Kane?
It was composed by Ed Reavy, who was a man from County Cavan in Ireland who lived in the Philadelphia area most of his life. He composed a lot of tunes into the tradition. There again is something I love about the Irish tradition. It's a tradition that never died out. It's a living tradition, and new material is being put into it all the time, and his tunes are just superb. He wrote this one called Eleanor Kane. She was a piano player. I think she was born in Chicago, but she also lived in Ireland. But she was one of the rare ones who, like, piano is usually an accompaniment instrument in Irish music, but she played also a lot of melody, and she was great at it. There again, just a handful of rare tapes of Eleanor Kane, but that's the story there. And then the second tune in that set is just a very traditional tune called The Maids of Mitchelstown.
Where's Mitchelstown?
You know what? I'm not totally sure.
That's a project for Google,
I've
listeners.
I've never been there. I know that much.
Okay. It's Randall Bays, fiddle, Dave Marshall on guitar. Randall will be performing with guitarist Davey Mathias. I'm keep trying not to mix those two up on Sunday night at 8 o'clock in Urbana. And here we go on Live and Local. Those were two tunes, Eleanor Kane's Reel and The Maids of Mitchelstown, the first one composed by Ed Reavy and the other one a traditional tune. Randall Bays, fiddler, and Dave Marshall, the guitarist, here on Live and Local. And I really enjoyed having you on the show. Sometime if you're doing another Midwest tour, since your family's nearby, maybe it'll work out. You can come in and play live for us.
I would love to, yeah. I think I usually get back this way about once a year. Again, like I said, there are what I call little pods of people all over the place who are really interested in Irish traditional music. So it's usually concerts and workshops and sessions and that kind of thing. But I really appreciate being on, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, maybe you'll be back on the Piper's Hut series again. Dean Karras likes to have people on. Check out that series at pipers-hut.com. And you can check out the Independent Media Center in Urbana-Champaign, where the concert is going to be held on Sunday evening. That's ucimc.org. And you can check out Randall Bays' website at randallbays.com. That's Randall with one L, BAYS.com. And I know you wanted to mention it. I'll just mention it really quickly. You got a music week coming up next March in Washington that people might want to check out if they want to attend and bring their fiddle or other instrument along.
Friday Harbor Irish Music Week, and this will be our 10th year of operation. It's on an island, not my island, but another island, and you got to take an hour-long ferry ride to get out to it, but it's in this incredibly beautiful place, and we bring a number of fantastic teachers over from Ireland for this. So it's kind of like a little language immersion experience. You don't have to go all the way to Ireland, but we bring that bit of the Irish music experience here.
Sounds like fun, and folks can sign up on your website.
Great.
RandallBays.com. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thank you. slow air called The Bold Trainer O with Randall Bays and Dave Marshall on Life and Local. Quick rundown of just a few things going on in our area. The University of Illinois Wind Symphony is performing tonight at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in Urbana. The Illinois Chamber Orchestra is playing tonight at 7:30 in Springfield, and it is, I believe, on Saturday in Bloomington, and you can check their website for more information. It's an evening with Gilbert and Sullivan from Prairie Fire Theater at Presser Hall on the Illinois Wesleyan campus in Bloomington tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. The Wesleyan University Jazz Combo is playing tonight in Presser Hall. That can't be two things happening at the same time. Well, something is amiss there. And the Shanties are in Peoria Heights in St. Thomas Hall Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's Hello Dolly, put on by the Danville Light Opera at Danville High School Saturday evening at 7:30. And I think they're doing another weekend performance as well. University of Illinois Percussion Ensemble is performing at the Krannert Center Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that's what we have time to mention at the moment. Support for our show today comes from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from noon to 4 in the Bouvant's Tasting Room. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. And you're listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM, and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. I have just a minute to say thanks to those who have called during our fall pledge period so far to support public radio, and certainly during this last hour and yesterday to support Live and Local. Les Schulte, do we have any knowledge of calls during our show today?
Well, we'll have to check the totals on that and check in with the statistician. But we do appreciate, as you said, everybody who so far this week has taken the opportunity to make that call. This is our membership week on WILL, and we take time now to ask you as listeners to help support the programs that you use here on this station, like Live and Local, and all of the classical music that you enjoy. But it all starts with you. Listeners provide the most important part of the money we need to keep your favorite programs on the air. 40% of the budget necessary to operate this station comes from you, the listeners of WILL. So if you listen to WILL, why don't you call and make a contribution right now? The number is 217-244-9455, or if it's easier for you to give online, you can do that at willpledge.org.